Recording live from the Northeast Georgia Business Radio X studio. This is Northeast Georgia Business Radio presented by Regions Bank. Embrace the FN life. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Welcome back, folks. Welcome back to another exciting edition of Northeast Georgia Business Radio. I'm your host, Tom Sheldon. And yeah, we're coming to you live from the beautiful Empower College and Career Center of Jackson County. I have possibly the coolest guest with me today that has been in the studio in the last year and a half, whatever we've been doing this. I have with me, folks, I got to just warn everyone, this episode is going to be off the top rope, frog splash, boom, done, confetti. I have with, and if you caught that reference, you're awesome. With me today, I have Justin Bryson of Bryson's Barbecue. Justin, welcome to the Northeast Studio.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Good to be here.
How are you, brother?
Doing fantastic, sir. How about yourself?
Oh, I'm always good, man. I get to talk.
That's right.
I get to talk. But I tell you what, you asked me how I'm doing. I'm in a bit of a quandary.
Oh, yeah?
A little bit of a quandary. Do I call you Justin or do I call you Bulldog?
Hey, I've answered to both.
You are Bulldog Bryson.
The Bulldog Bryson Michaels.
That's you.
Yes, sir.
You're a professional wrestler.
I was. Not that long ago.
Man, once you were, you always will be. You always will be.
It's always going to be in here.
Exactly. Now, your knees and maybe your back say otherwise.
They do.
Your shoulders say, oh no. But up there between the ears, yeah, man. But now you make barbecue.
I love it.
Bryson's Barbecue. Now, you're located in Maysville.
Yes, right? Sir. Maysville, Georgia. Yes, sir.
Right around the corner. There's so much to talk about here. We'll start off with some professional wrestling. What did you say, 8 years? You wrestled 8 years?
Wrestled about 8 years, yes, sir.
You did a lot of tag work, did you not?
Yes, sir. I had a tag team partner, the Rogue Ryan Phoenix.
Ryan Phoenix. Yeah.
He was my tag team partner. We were the Society. We tag team off the ropes, very aerial, a lot of
high flying.
A lot of high flying stuff.
I hear you, man. I hear you. Now, you held some belts, a handful of belts over time.
Tag team championship belt, light heavyweight champion.
I stalked you, don't worry.
I love it.
Folks, he's legit. Okay, I met Justin at a chamber event, I don't know, weeks ago, whenever it was, and he's like, yeah, I was a professional wrestler. I'm like, yeah, sure you were. So I checked him out, folks. He really was.
It was real.
But in all seriousness, though, you did a lot of independent circuit.
I did.
You did. But anytime someone puts a belt on you, that is a huge nod.
It is.
Because they trust you.
It is.
To carry, quote-unquote, the company.
That's correct.
The promotion.
That's correct.
That's awesome, man.
It is.
It's a lot of hard work.
It's a lot of hard work, a lot of fun. The entertainment portion is bar none. It's one of the best feelings you could ever get.
Now, were you a baby face? Were you a face or were you a heel?
I did both. I'd done heel and also baby face. My latter work was mostly baby face.
Really?
My tag work.
Yeah.
Solo stuff, I was mostly heel.
Really?
Oh, yes.
Really?
Oh, yes.
I got to imagine heel. It's always easier to be the bad guy.
It is.
In anything you do.
It is. You just say what you know that people don't want to hear.
Right, right. And you work off their response.
That's exactly right.
Man. You know, if I didn't have the body of a 90-year-old person, I could have wrestled, man. I can hit the promos, man. I can hit the spots.
You need to be a manager.
I do.
That's where it's at. You'd be a manager.
Are you doing a comeback anytime soon?
Hey, we can talk about it.
Have you talked to Ryan?
I talked to Ryan last week.
Yeah. You can make a comeback?
We can make a comeback.
Man, I tell you what, I can be your manager.
You know, let's talk about it.
Let's do it. I'm ready. So, folks, if you never hear from us again, I'm on the road. Hey, we could broadcast from the road. All this is mobile. I can do mobile.
I couldn't think of anything better. I mean,
how much better would that be?
Podcast,
wrestling. I don't know if my wife would like it.
Well, mine certainly didn't.
Yeah. No, you were married while you were a wrestler.
I was.
How long have you been married?
10 years, it'll be 11 in July.
11 in July.
11 in July.
And she married a wrestler.
She married a wrestler.
I hear you.
Knew it at the time.
Now, was she in the industry at all?
She was not. She was a medical assistant at Shands.
Oh, wow. She patched you up all the time.
She was.
She got tired of that.
She did.
I don't blame her.
A lot of black eyes, busted noses.
Yeah? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Is that the worst that ever happened to you?
I would say the worst that ever happened to me. I would say
that's
yes.
Good.
Oh, yes.
I mean, no dislocated shoulders, knees.
Not that
blow
we know
something
about
out. Yeah. Well, yeah, give it 10 years.
Exactly.
You're still a young man.
Still young enough.
Yeah. Yeah, you're still young enough to say, yeah, that's nothing.
That's right.
I'll take a nap, 10-minute nap. It'll cure everything. I don't miss those days. I'm a huge wrestling fan. I think you know that.
Yes, sir, I do.
We've talked a lot about it. The work that you guys and the gals put in is insane.
It's a lot of work. It's a lot of time.
It's insane what you guys and gals do.
It is. It really is. It's incredible. The working out, the working on promos.
Yeah.
Also having to keep your regular life going as well.
Yeah.
It is definitely a lot.
The physical abuse you put yourself through, not your opponent. Forgive me. You're there to protect your opponent.
That's 100%.
It's an unwritten code.
It is.
The abuse you put yourself through to entertain.
To entertain.
When I say it's stupid, I don't mean you're stupid, but it's crazy.
It is.
It's insane.
It really is. And what makes it hard is not hurting your opponent.
Right.
Doing something in as safe as manner as possible,
right,
but also looks absolutely stunning.
Yeah.
That's
like
what
you just
about.
Killed the guy.
Exactly. But in reality, keeping them as safe as possible.
Right. I get upset, and I'm sure a real professional wrestler like yourself, when someone says, oh, that's fake. That's fake.
That is upsetting.
I get upset about that.
It is upsetting. I do as well.
You guys get hurt.
Oh, yes.
Now, how is an injury, how do you fake an injury?
There's no
answer to that. I'm just saying.
There's no faking, you know. Okay,
there's,
you
there's go no faking.
Choke slam through a table. You choke slam through a table.
Exactly. Did you ever take a chair shot?
Oh, so many chair shots.
You got to.
You have to.
And the guy delivering it, they got to sell it.
They have to sell it.
I mean, they just can't tap you.
Nope.
They got to hit you.
Got to hit you as flat as possible.
Yeah. Yeah. That ain't fake, is it?
No, it's not fake at all.
Yeah. I tell you what. Next time someone offers me a chair shot, I'm gonna say no. But I know Justin over here.
I will take it.
All right, I guess we got to get to business eventually.
Let's do it.
We can talk about this for hours, man.
Yes.
Barbecue business.
Yes, sir.
How'd you fall into that?
I've loved barbecuing for as long as I can remember.
Yeah.
I used to start on a grill, just charcoal grill, cooking steaks.
Just hanging out.
Just hanging out with the guys, the gals, just grilling burgers, hot dogs, steaks, pork chops, whatever you want, making it happen.
Right.
Then one night I was watching Food Network. Barbecue show comes on. These guys are making pulled pork. And I'm like, what is that? What are they doing there?
Why are they doing that?
Why does it take so long?
Right.
So I had a little $20 grill from Walmart. Went and got it. Got about 15, 16 charcoal. Got them lit on one side. Put a couple pieces of wood chips in there.
Smart.
Got a Boston butt. Seasoned it up. Put it on there. 19 hours I sat there. But when it was done.
Yeah, man.
My life has changed forever.
The payoff. Now, we're not giving secrets away, but at the restaurant, you have the way you do things. You have, quote-unquote, secret recipes.
That is true. We don't use very, very many seasonings. It's not about the seasonings
It's about the smoke.
It's about the smoke.
Let the smoke do the talking.
Yeah,
man.
That's correct. So we use pecan and oak mix.
Oh, he gave that away.
Hey, I can. There are no secrets in barbecue for me.
Those are my two favorites. I like some hickory, too.
As they should be.
Yeah.
We notice a lot of the places around use hickory, which it's Georgia. You're going to have hickory.
You're going to have hickory, available. Right.
I like doing my Texas style. I love the oak.
Uh-huh.
I do use a lot of white local oak as well as local pecan.
Right.
Something about that pecan and oak just pulls that Georgia flavor out.
It does.
Texans don't get it as much. They got a lot of mesquite and post oak.
A lot of mesquite.
Over here, pecan, white oak.
Yeah.
Delicious.
Not a post oak fan.
No.
I bought that accidentally one time.
You
had to use it.
Got to.
And yeah, I never bought it again.
We didn't grow up with it around here.
We did not.
Georgia.
Exactly. Yeah, good barbecue is something you don't have to put a sauce on.
That's 100%.
Yeah.
At Bryson's Barbecue, we do not make our own barbecue sauce.
Right.
We actually use Sweet Baby Ray's
mm-hmm.
because we find that most of our customer base has that at home in the fridge.
Most people know what that is.
They know what it is. They have it in the
personally,
fridge.
I'm not a big fan of Sweet Baby Ray's.
No.
I'm really not.
I'm not a fan of barbecue sauce at all. I have no problem with it.
Right.
People like it. I have no problem with it. But I'm not a big fan myself.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
My food, I say it needs no sauce. Now, if you want to add sauce after you buy it, you be my guest.
Oh, yeah.
But
knock yourself out.
We don't make our ribs with sauce. We don't make our butts with sauce, briskets with sauce, tenderloins with sauce. No sauce.
What's your favorite thing to make?
My favorite thing to make is definitely brisket.
Is it really?
It is my favorite, and also my coup de grace.
15-hour?
15 to 18.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Depending on the piece of meat.
That's correct.
Man. How much can you smoke at one time?
I can smoke, I'd say, the most I've smoked in my smoker right now is 36 butts at once.
Dang, man.
36 butts at once, and I can smoke
over 300 pounds a butt.
That's right. 300 pounds a butt. Then I can do 16 to 20 briskets, depending on cut and size.
The brisket, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, what is it? Here's the problem with brisket for me at home level. You got to have people to eat it.
That is true.
Okay, my wife will not eat. She just won't.
She just won't eat it.
So I can't eat it all myself.
No.
You end up by throwing half of it away. which is like a knife through the heart.
That is.
So I don't make it anymore.
I understand.
You know? But what is that? You take the tip and you chop it up and simmer it in something, make burnt something.
Burn ends?
Yes. Never done it because no one will eat it.
So the brisket is two parts. It's a flat.
Yeah.
And it's the point.
The point. I meant the point. Sorry. See, I don't know. I'm amateur. Amateur wrestler, wannabe, and barbecue master, pit master.
So the flat is going to be more lean. It's going to be your really pretty slices.
Right.
The point is going to have a lot of fat in it.
Okay.
That fat is so delicious. Yeah. That's where it gets the majority of the flavor.
Where all the flavor ends up.
That's exactly right.
Gotcha.
You get that point. You cut it up. Some people add sauce to it. They make burnt ends. I just slice them right off the smoked brisket. If someone asks for burnt ends, I just slice it right up for them.
Gotcha.
But typically, I'll even slice the point.
Okay.
Some people love that fat. Some people don't.
Now, you smoke it all together. You don't separate it?
Do not separate it. I
smoke
the whole.
Until it's done, that's when you separate
it. That is correct, yes.
Is that a mistake a lot of people probably make by separating it before?
It depends on your cooking style.
Well,
I wouldn't.
It's hard to find at a grocery store or even some butcher shops something that has not been split yet,
That is true. That is true.
And I've never understood that. But then again, I don't know what I'm talking about.
Just order full deco on brisket.
Get to it before they cut it.
You got to. And you can usually ask.
If they got one in the back.
If they have one in the back. Yeah. And, you know, talk to them.
Right. But again, you got to have people.
That's right. You got to have people to eat it.
That's the whole problem.
And we can't keep them on. I had to slow down my briskets because they are expensive cuts of meat.
Oh, yeah.
They're very expensive cuts of meat.
Yeah.
But once you have it, you're kind of addicted.
Oh, I agree. I love good brisket.
All right.
That's going to bring us to another segue. Folks, this whole thing is going to be segues. All the people are running to Justin's barbecue restaurant, Bryson's barbecue, by the way. It's like having community partners, man. And here at Northeast Georgia, one of our great community partners is True Vista Communications. True Vista provides a full spectrum of services, all your communication and entertainment needs, including internet, video, voice, including wireless, and security and home automation. Their dedicated professionals are always on hand to help you with setup, installation, and ongoing customer service to ensure your family has everything they need to succeed. With True Vista Internet, you can enjoy reliable high speeds and premium Wi-Fi with 100% whole home coverage. With better performance and better reliability, True Vista Internet helps you stay in touch with your loved ones. Visit truevista.net today for area availability. And while you're at it, visit our new website, negabrx.com, to see all our great community partners. Justin, you still there?
I am here.
Sweet, man. What were we talking about? We were talking about professional wrestling.
Yes.
We're talking about smoking, let's see, brisket and butts. Only on this podcast, maybe, we talk about wrestling and butts at the same time.
Hey, it is one
it's
of
crazy.
The, it's a perk. It's really a perk.
It is a perk. It is a perk. But now, something about you, I also know. I'm getting arrested for stalking people. Okay. Man, you were in the Air Force.
I was in the Air Force.
What have you not done, man?
What have I not done? That.
Have you figure skated?
I've never been a figure skater.
Okay, well, that's one thing. That's, see,
never
now.
Been a figure skater.
The problem is neither have I, so I still don't feel any better about myself. But you were in the Air Force. Thank you.
Yes, sir. It was my pleasure. It was my pleasure. I was a hydraulic systems technician on C-135s and KC, or C-130s and KC-135s.
The C-130s.
Yes, sir, C-130s out in Maxwell Air Force Base.
Out in Alabama.
At Montgomery, Alabama, that's right.
Yeah, I know where that is.
And then I was at MacDill Air Force Base down in Tampa, Florida,
mm-hmm.
on KC-135 refuelers.
They kept you in all the warm locations.
Well, that's the best, you know.
Yeah, it is.
They knew that's where I would get my best work done.
Well, okay.
Had a small
stint. Do you really think they thought that?
No, not at all.
Can't get to work, Bryson. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. They did not care at all. Had a couple stints. Spent some time overseas in the desert during Operation Iraqi Freedom and Enduring Freedom, 2009 and 10 and 11 and 12.
Yeah.
Met a lot of great people. That camaraderie that I found in the Air Force, nothing like it in the rest of the world to this date. I'll be 36 this year, so haven't found anything like that this far.
Gotcha. 36, man, you are in your prime to be a professional wrestler, I'm just saying.
I'm right there. I really am.
I'm just
right
saying,
there.
You know, I don't know what being a wrestling manager is, but I bet I could pull it off.
I bet you could do it.
I mean, I'm channeling Diamond Dallas Page, the early Diamond Dallas
That's
Page.
That's what you should do.
Yeah, before he was a wrestler.
He was a manager.
Yeah.
He was a manager, very
he
large
He had the
manager.
Tails.
Yes.
And the hat and the cigar.
Yes.
I don't have the curls,
though,
man.
Not everybody remembers.
Oh, I yeah.
That's fantastic.
I've said this before on the podcast and other episodes, and this is so true. I knew who Gordon Solie was before I knew who the President of the United States was.
That is fantastic.
That is true.
That is awesome.
Or my father was just a horrible parent.
One of them is true.
Probably a combination. Combination of all.
That sounds like he was a great man.
So you left the Air Force.
I did.
But now the list gets even longer. You're an engineer, man.
I was a construction engineer for an OSP company. That is correct.
What does that mean, OSP?
OSP, that's outside plant, telecom, fiber optics.
Oh, fiber optics.
That is correct.
Well, you need to get back in that business up here.
Yeah.
It's funny I picked True Vista to be your community partner. Okay, I had no folks. That is pure blind stinking luck.
Yes. That was my career choice after the Air Force. And since then, moved on to the barbecue restaurant full-time now.
You left that industry.
Left that industry as of February of this year.
Now, we know you're married. You have babies, do you not?
I have four.
You have a house full.
A house full.
Man, that was a leap with 2 feet.
Whew.
I guess that's a wrestling pun somehow. I don't know.
Leap of faith, it was.
Yeah,
it was.
Yeah, for your own restaurant.
Yes, for sure. 100%.
Wow, man. I don't know, maybe too many blows to the head. I'm kidding.
It may have been. I did a lot of hardcore matches.
Did you really?
I did a lot of hardcore matches. And I tell you, you want it to look as real as possible. And when you're 22 years old, you say, just hit me.
You're still stupid. Yeah.
Just hit me.
Yeah.
You know, just hit me.
Yeah.
Break it on my head. I want people to think I have a concussion. And then the next day, I'm like, did we do it? did we win?
you got the concussion.
I got what I asked for.
Lovely. So you've been through tables.
I've been through tables.
With a grown man on you?
Oh, everyone in the wrestling business seems to be bigger than me.
Yeah, well, two bodies are flying through the air. It does, at that point, don't matter.
It really doesn't matter. They do their best they can, but...
You're flying through a table.
Yeah, I'm laying there, flying through a table, body-on-body contact, boom.
Man. Oh, but Justin, it's just fake, man.
It's fake.
Yeah, it's fake.
Yeah.
Sorry. I know it's not.
It is.
You know I know it's not.
Oh, I know that you know.
I'm being very sarcastic, folks.
He is. He really is. It is one of the toughest things you could do. Very difficult.
Well, unfortunately, there are men and women who have entered the ring and had not been able to come back out of it.
That is very true.
Because of either career or sometimes life-ending injury.
That is true.
Tell me that's fake.
That is true. It is one of the hardest things you could do. The lengths that we go through to entertain people.
Yeah.
Trying to keep each other safe, but right. Accidents can happen.
Well, you're human, by the way.
That's exactly right.
You know, you're sweating. I would just, yeah.
Endurance.
What's the longest match you think you were in?
The longest match I was in, I would say half an hour.
Yeah.
And it was a tag team, a tornado tag cage match.
So everybody was in?
Everybody was in.
You didn't stop for 30 minutes?
30 minutes of climbing cages, jumping off cages, flipping.
So you've been in the cage?
Oh, I've been in the cage.
Really?
Oh, yes.
Does it really sting when they throw you into it?
It feels like what you would imagine it would feel like.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, you see a chain link fence.
Cold steel.
Just cold steel. Chain link.
Man, you were crazy.
I was crazy. I probably still am a little bit.
Yeah, probably. That's okay. That's awesome, dude.
Thank you.
I've never had a real professional wrestler in here. I'm fanboying, folks. Forgive me. The dude's awesome. You rocked in a band for a little while, didn't you?
I did, yes, sir. Played lead guitar in a band called Urosha.
Yeah.
That was pre-Air Force and a little during the Air Force, so...
You were still a kid.
Still a kid, 18 to 22.
Yeah.
Had a CD, did some touring up and down the East Coast before I went college.
Yeah.
Because why would I go to college? I'm going to be in a band.
Everyone's going to be in a band.
Yeah, you know?
Turned
out the band didn't work out. Air Force did.
Right.
Still love the guys. We talk still. We made some awesome music. We had some radio play in Alabama. So
nice. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
But now you're an Athens boy. You're born here.
Born and raised
You've
Athens.
Circled back.
Yeah. Full circle. That's right. Yeah. Love the atmosphere. Love Georgia. Love the energy, the four seasons that you get.
Yeah.
Even if winter is my least favorite, I still like to have all four.
And winter can be like 2 or 3 weeks, which is more than enough.
It is more than enough.
More than enough. Around Christmas, first of the year, boom, be cold and then otherwise forget it.
Let's just go back to regular.
Yeah. Well, we do have a fifth season. It's pollen.
Pollen season.
We're in the fifth season
that fifth
right
season.
Now.
That is correct.
It's miserable.
Affecting all around us.
Yeah. All right, before we wrap up, Bryson's Barbecue. It is in Maysville.
Maysville, Georgia.
Physically, where is it?
9155 Gillsville Road.
Gillsville Road. What are you next to? If I'm driving from Jefferson, how do I get to you?
If you're driving from Jefferson, you'll take 98.
Yeah.
You'll turn onto Gillsville Road. You'll make a left onto Gillsville Road.
Gotcha.
You'll pass by a Dollar General.
Yeah.
You'll pass by Amy's Closet, Mexican restaurant, Bryson's Barbecue.
Boom,
right
Bryson's
there on the
Barbecue
left.
Right there.
You'll smell us before you see us.
I was about to say, follow your nose.
Follow your nose.
And like the old beat up Ford Ranger that no one can kill that I still drive, it knows.
It knows.
No puns pun intended. It knows barbecue restaurant. I just close my eyes and just send it.
It'll go.
It will. It's crazy. Now, man, you're on Facebook.
We are.
People can follow you,
follow
get a hold
on Facebook,
of you.
Bryson's Barbecue, facebook.com/Bryson's Barbecue.
And you do catering.
We cater. We do catering all over any event, schools, weddings, festivals, you name it, we do it.
You do weddings.
Oh, yes.
Barbecue's big in the South in weddings.
Very big and delicious.
Oh, well, yeah, if it's from Bryson's.
Of course.
Yeah, man. And if you don't like it, he'll, like, drop kick you into next week.
You know it.
Which is actually kind of cool, too.
It is.
Well, man, if we got all the chair shots in, I can't stop. I got to end it up. We'll get out of here, brother.
Hey, I appreciate you having me, sir.
Thanks for coming in, man.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.
And best of luck.
Thank you very much.
We'll see you around at the chamber.
We'll see you.
I'm vamping because they won't play my music. There you go. Those producer people. I'm just saying. Folks, you want some good barbecue. Bryson's Barbecue out there in Maysville, Gillsville Highway, not far off of Highway 98. Check him out on Facebook, too. This guy's awesome. I'm Tom Sheldon. We'll talk to you soon.
Life is full of ifs, but if you want to cash flow like a pro and get paid up to 2 days early, safeguard against surprises and supercharge your savings, Regions Life Banking makes it possible.
Regions Bank, embrace the if in life.
Regions Bank, member FDIC.